A popular Outcast production.
So, the other night I was jerking off. I'm like, God, I just need a new way to masturbate. I just need something new in my life. And I'm watching one of those prison documentaries and realizing these prisoners, they're like MacGyvers of jerking off. Like, they find some matches and a fucking, like, an orange peel, and they're jerking off like fucking professionals. So I'm like, God, I need to go to prison. So I went out and I shot a woman. I shot her right in the fucking face. I shot a woman so I could masturbate better. I was going to put that point across to you. But then I got away with it. Some guys have all the luck, I guess. But, so, back to my dick, though.
Hello again, listeners. Welcome to another episode of Mixing It Up with Mike Carpenter. I am your host, Mike Carpenter. This is going to be a real short episode. I'm really crunched for time, but I missed last week, so I had to put something up. I've been a busy fucking beaver, people. I'm in my car, as you can hear. I just got off work, working overtime, work. It is 2:41 a.m. driving home. Thank God. It was a long fucking day. But, enough work talk. So, you hopefully heard a little bit of stand-up at the beginning, a little opening. So let's see, not last Saturday, but the Saturday before, it would have been the Saturday before Easter, I performed at Mike Snow Open Mic presents Nick Rehack. I can't remember what his album is called, but Nick Rehack, past guest, hopefully future guest, friend, good dude all around, funny man, recorded his album, and he had three openers, and I was the second opener, and overall, I was not a fan of my set, so I'm not putting the whole thing up, but I figure I'll put a joke at the beginning, maybe a joke at the end. Yeah, and that'll be that. So, that was the first time and last time I've socialized in a long time with anybody, and it was a good night, and man, I've been busy. I'm currently looking for another job to replace this job, because I don't like this job. And I don't feel I should work a job that I really hate this much. So, that's my thing I'm doing right now. That, I'm trying to find an apartment currently. So there's that. And, oh, what the fuck else am I doing? Aside from working way too much. I had an awful job. Yeah, work, apartment searching. And I don't know, there's something else I'm attempting to do, but I can't remember what the hell it is. I don't know, my brain is fried right now. Oof. I have to stop at Sheetz quick to grab cigarettes. because I do love cigarettes and I'm out of cigarettes. But, yeah. But, I had things, and I can't remember what any of those things were to talk about, because I just completely blanked out. Man. Worst podcast ever. Sorry, guys. So, my friend and podfather and whatever you want to call him, Bill Russum of Popular Outcasts and every other podcast on this network, got a tweet from, I can't remember who the hell it was. I don't know if you follow Bill, at the underscore movie star, I think, something like that. Someone tweeted him that his last stand-up set was very Mike Carpenter-y. He replied, "How so?" And the guy replied with that he told a lot of dick jokes. And Bill, you know, was like, blah, 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 blah. Then everyone in the world is Mike Carpenter-y because everyone tells dick jokes. They're funny, blah, blah, blah. And anyway, I didn't even read any of this because I've been too busy for Twitter. But I just caught up with it yesterday. I don't know how many days old it is, but I just thought it was funny that some random dude from like two states away referenced my stand-up. Because I'm egotistical. And I just thought it was fun. So, shout out to that kid. Unless that kid was in some way, like, trash-talking me by saying I do only dick jokes. In which case, go fuck yourself. But I don't think that's what he was saying. So good for you. Shout out to him. Again, can't remember his name, but if you follow me on Twitter, at Mike's Shit, that's M-I-K-E-S-S-H-I-T, you can probably find all that shit. So, fun. Twitter is fun. I've been browsing Reddit way too much lately. Like, instead of sleeping, I usually get off work and can't sleep right away, so I just go on Reddit. And I've been on just these Reddit binges lately. Reddit. How I miss you. Son of a bitch. Turning right. Going to Sheets. Dat Sheets. Oh my. Yes. So, I'll take a quick pause here. Resume in a few. After a cigarette. And I'm not even going to get hot dogs today. I just want to get home so I can edit this and go to fucking bed. So I'll be back. Peace. Hey guys, I have a secret for you. If you go to popularoutcast.com and click on the purple banner for Amazon and clear your cookies first, you can go to amazon.com and buy all the fucking shit you want. And we get a little taste of the profits. Oh god, the profits. We'll make so much fucking money and we can buy new microphones and buy new cars and buy a cruise ship and live like fucking kings. So help us out. Click the fucking banner. We love you. Bye.
And I'm back. Got my cigarettes, smoked a cigarette, and resuming podcast.
So, yeah, sadly, not a whole lot of new events in my life currently. Just been too busy to have new events. But hopefully there will be new events shortly because, like I said, I'm looking for a new apartment. And I'm getting an apartment with my girlfriend, which is pretty awesome. I'm just bewilderingly, incredibly, amazingly excited to do that. So we will be able to see each other more often and just, you know, start our life, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I don't know, not to blow it off, but I just don't want to talk about it a whole lot on here. But, yeah, so that's new. And, like I said, looking for a new job. So that'll be new. And just new things in the future that I am excited to do and to have in my life. and blah, blah, blah. And I have a lot of shit to do tonight. Oh, man, it's going to be a long night yet. But at least I'll be home. So excited to get home. But, look for, in the future, Nick Rehak's album. I think it's called Self-Portrait. Oh, shit. I'm really bad at remembering things. So, I'm going to say it's called Self-Portrait. Unless it's not called that, then I'm stupid. But look for that. I don't know how it's going to be released. I don't know if it's going to be like digital download on the iTunes or somewhere else on some website. I think he was talking about doing some other stuff with it, but I don't know if he wants me to talk about that here. So I don't know. But look for it in the future. You know, follow Nick. I don't know what his Twitter is. I don't remember, but, you know, YouTube. He's on the YouTubes. He's on the Facebooks. Check him out. So that's all for plugging other people's shit. I got my own shit to plug. I already plugged my Twitter. Like I said, at Mike's shit. Follow me. Call my Google Voice number and just talk to me. Oh, I love feedback. The number is 702-POD-CUNT. That's 702-PODCUNT. It's a great number. Call it. Yeah. as always, you can email me at mixingitupwithmikecarpenter@gmail.com. Check me on iTunes if you don't already. Rate me, review me, subscribe me to me. Whatever. All that fun shit. Hopefully when I get a new job in the next week or two, I can get off this shit ass schedule and, actually have more time to, like, you know, live, but podcast especially, and have guests again and have fun and just live life and enjoy life and et cetera. Blah, 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 other plugs, Facebook, check me out on Facebook, just search Mixing It Up with Mike Carpenter, mixingitup.popularoutcast.com, you can leave comments there, and download the podcast there, and on the rare occasion I post pictures up on there, blah, 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 realistically, you can probably find my actual Facebook and friend me, I'm sure I'll friend you, you know. I enjoy talking to people. It's fun. I'm on Facebook a lot. Snapchat. I've been snapping a little more lately. You know, trying to get back into the Snapchats. Add me on Snapchat. M-I-U-W-M-C. It's the initials of Mixing It Up with Mike Carpenter. I love Snapchat. It's good shit. Made some fun little friends on there from the podcast. Pretty happy about. Blah, 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 blah. What else? What else? Oh, there's one other thing. What the fuck is it? Not Instagram. Though I'm on Instagram. I barely Instagram. I'd like to do it more. I will someday when I have time. But, you know, I've said it already. No time. Yeah, you know. Listen to past episodes. I've had some good episodes. Just saying. You know, every so often there's a gem in here. Just saying. Also, check out the other podcasts on the network. I haven't been able to listen to any in quite some time now, but I know they're still all good and quality entertainment, and it's free. Free content in your ear holes. My God, how can you say no? How can you resist? What is wrong with you? Go there. Listen to the Popular Outcasts and the Delusional Loners and Sex and Girls on Girls and fucking Me and My Depression and fucking, I don't even know what else. I haven't been on the network page in forever. I don't even remember what the other podcasts are. There's other ones. There's a whole shit ton. Sorry, guys. I can't remember what else is on the network. I'm a dumb face. But I am almost home, about 50 feet from my driveway, and oof. So this was an episode. Probably gonna put one little more stand-up bit at the end of this and call it a day. Thank God. So talk to y'all in a week. Thanks for listening. Hopefully I have more shit to talk about eventually. Hopefully I remember the shit that I wanted to talk about in the first place. So yeah, thanks for listening. Peace. Hooray!
So has anyone here heard of fantasy football? Anyone play fantasy football? I don't think it's really a fantasy. Fuck you. This is a big fantasy football crowd. But I realize that there is no fantasy in fantasy football. There's literally more fantasy in a game of chess. You know, there's knights in chess. There's no knights in fantasy football. There's no elves. There's no orcs. There's no Gandalf the White. There's not even Gandalf the Grey. I think until they add dragons in the fantasy football, they should change the name to a stupid football game for adults. Stupid numbers game. It's stupid. If I played fantasy football, I think I'd play as a necromancer to resurrect Joe Paterno so he could play two-hand touch football with legendary fictional Miami Dolphins starting place kicker Ray Finkel from Ace Ventura Pet Detective. Lace is out, Dan. For the record, everything I know about football comes from watching Ace Ventura Pet Detective. I could not think of a single dead football.